The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 289, Tractors and Plows.
The ship is just a couple of miles offshore. The UN is sending a team to interdict. We should arrive on site at about the same time.
If we arrive at all.
Why do you say that?
Wings that spin around over your head are supposed to keep you aloft? Really?
Yes, really. It's no different than getting into a box and travelling across the dimensions of space.
Don't worry, Lenora. We have an insect here called the bumblebee. It's not supposed to be able to fly, but it does. And quite well, I might add.
Just relax. They have these on Titan 3 also. They're quite safe.
If you say so.
Alex, what does your source say about the cargo of this ship?
He said it was an arms shipment headed to Tehran.
How reliable is this source of yours?
Very reliable. Why?
It just seems that the ships have always been empty. Perhaps you don't have a spy. Perhaps you have a bad source.
He's been very reliable and accurate in the past. But I suppose I can't rule that out.
Is that the ship over there?
Yes. I can see the UN patrol has already boarded her. They have a helipad. When we get clearance, we'll land.
Land? In this bumblebee? Onto a moving ship in the middle of the sea?
That's the plan.
You've made much more dangerous landings in space. This would be a piece of cake.
Don't worry, Lenora. I know exactly how you feel. The first time I stepped into a STIP after being told it would be passing through a portal, I wanted to run away.
We have clearance.
Follow me. I am Katya, first officer. Captain is with your people. This is second time you search us this month. This is outrage.
We apologize for the inconvenience, Officer Katya. But we have information that this ship is carrying weapons for Iran.
Not weapons, farm machines. They will check us, find nothing.
We will see.
Like last time, find nothing.
Katya, why do you think this ship is getting searched again?
Propaganda. You don't like war in Ukraine. You want to make Russia look bad.
I think you're doing a good job of that on your own by trying to take over other countries.
You are English, da?
Yes, I am.
You English. Colonies all over the world, so no talk of Russia doing same. Da. Yeah, Pinyamayo.
I take it they found something?
No, Captain say you stay here on the most.
On the bridge?
Yes, bridge.
Why does he want that? Is he afraid we'll find something that we shouldn't?
No, maybe you put something on ship.
No, Officer Katya, we wouldn't do that. We only boarded your vessel because we had information that you were taking weapons to Iran.
All you find is tractors and plows. No weapons.
So you're not carrying any S-400 air defense systems today?
Tractors and plows.
Yes? Are you sure? This is a pretty big ship. Okay. I'll follow up when we get back.
Let me guess. No weapons.
Tractors? And plows. Back to the chopper. До свидания.
До свидания. Better luck next time, comrade.
Well, that seemed to be a waste of time.
I don't believe her for one second.
I agree. Rather strange for her to say, better luck next time.
If there was something on this ship, the inspectors would have found it. There's nothing else we can do. We don't want an international incident on our hands.
Tractors and ploughs indeed.
Mercury, this is Shuttle 1 on TACCOM 1.
This is Mercury. I take it you're tracking Zardoz since you're using a scramble channel.
That's affirmative. And we won't be landing in Cali City or Newmarket. We don't want Zardoz to hear us talking to the tower or approach control.
We'll maintain radio silence in the open channels. Do you have a landing site in mind?
We're working on it. Once we find a spot that can handle the Mercury, we'll contact you.
Roger that. We'll be waiting.
I'm scanning topographical maps. I can see some possible landing areas near Cali City.
You know, if they're trying to sell goods they stole, I'm betting they head to Newmarket. There's a lot of shady things going on there.
You mean like gambling or street fights?
Maybe.
Yeah, don't worry, Skipper. I'm checking there too.
Any idea yet where he's headed?
Well, based on his trajectory, it looks like Cali City.
Well, that's odd. I would have thought he'd head straight to Newmarket.
Maybe Zardoz has connections there. Maybe a big buyer.
Hey, or more crewmen. Remember, that's where Crazy Bella tried to steal the Mercury.
Looks like we might have to do some more bar hopping again.
Don't count on it. I'm sure Zardoz will be busy unloading his goods.
Yeah, but Hanneker is looking for a crew and a ship. I'm sure he'll check out the local watering holes.
Just remember, not everyone there gets all excited about Rage. I think most people don't want to have anything to do with them.
Well, I can confirm now that he's headed for Cali City. I just heard approach giving clearance to land.
Mercury, Shuttle 1. Zardoz has clearance to land at Cali City.
Copy that. Have you located a landing site yet?
We are in the process of narrowing it down to one. Stand by. You got anything yet?
Well, I believe I do. It's close to Cali City and it looks big enough for the Mercury. I'm sending coordinates to the Mercury.
Mercury, you should be receiving coordinates for a landing site. We'll land first and check it out.
We have the coordinates and we'll await your clearance.
Roger that. Shuttle 1 out. All right, go ahead and set up the approach. We need to get down there and do a recon.
All right, coordinates locked in. You should have a bearing to the field. It doesn't have an instrument approach, so you'll be VFR all the way.
Just the way I like it. Okay, I have the bearing. Beginning descent.
I have information. Kilo from Cali. Wind 030 and lights. Unlimited ceiling barometer at a standard level.
Well, that's no fun.
Fun? No thanks, Gabby. I've had enough white knuckle moments with you. I think we're due for a nice uneventful landing.
Tighten those belts, guys. We're entering the atmosphere.
Oh, flaming heck. Remind me not to eat next time we do a re-entry.
Why'd you have to remind me?
Don't worry, Joe Mac. It's a piece of cake.
Cake? Why'd you have to say cake?
Yes, with thick, super sweet sugar frosting. Covered in greasy bacon with a side of chili.
All right, Gabby. I don't want to have to clean up his mess. The landing strip is straight ahead. You're right on course.
I can see Cali City. Looks like the landing site is just southeast.
Exactly.
Mercury, I have the landing area in sight. It looks clear. You'll be able to land with no problem.
Copy that. We'll see you on the ground.
I gotta tell you, this feels kind of weird.
What feels kind of weird?
This whole thing. Working for the CIA, playing spy.
Hey, it beats a cat up in the tree.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I remember he's only been with the CIA for a couple of weeks. He's probably working more as an informant than as an agent.
So, has anyone talked to the CIA about this guy?
Director Holliday's been in contact with someone from the agency. Now, all they're going to say is that the team was provided by Homeland Security on a tip that a terrorist was using a storage facility in Fort Sheridan.
Has anyone heard from Kolokoff? I mean, it seems like he's the key to this whole puzzle.
The last thing we have on him is that he was released and headed south.
And they didn't follow him?
If they did, they're not saying.
Well, you know, the guy is in this up to his ears. They're not just going to release him. Somebody's tailing him for sure.
You know, that's my guess. You can bet he'll pop up sooner or later. is the only one with a questionable history and the only one who revealed his face. If he was indeed signaling someone, we need to get to Homeland Security and have them go back and check security cameras, see if anyone arrived before all of us, and which way they went when they left.
I'll call Holiday and run that by him. Hi, can I help you?
Hi, I came to see Mr. Barnes.
Janet?
Yes, I thought it'd be nice to meet you and thank you personally.
What a pleasure. This is my associate, Sam.
Mrs. McMillan, nice to meet you.
And my partner, Kelly Merritt.
Yes, we've spoken on the phone several times. It's nice to finally meet you.
Well, it's nice to meet you, too.
So, is this a social call? Is there something else we could do for you?
Well, it's partially social, but I'd like to discuss this whole spy thing with you, too.
Sure, have a seat right here. Now, what exactly is it you want to know?
Well, how can John, a contracting agent, become a CIA operative in just 2 weeks? I mean, doesn't he have to train at Langley or something?
Well, tell you the truth, I don't think he's actually an agent with the CIA. It's more like an informant. He obviously has some connections with the government and stumbled across something major.
Something major? Like what?
Major like a weapons deal. When we followed him in the park here in Annapolis, he exchanged a note with a man named Kalkoff.
Is that the Russian guy with the weapons?
Right. He may have tipped off the CIA, and they used him to set up a fake buy.
So then what happened? Why didn't the buy happen?
We think there was a third party present and someone tipped Kulkoff off and he cleared the weapons out of the storage locker.
Yeah, when they met at the golf course, he showed your husband a real weapon. But when they got to the locker, it was empty. We think the arms dealer wanted to see what the feds did with John.
Yeah, that's right. If they didn't take him away in cuffs, then Kulkoff would have known that the whole deal was just a sting operation.
So now John needs to stay out of sight for the most part. I'm sure the agency will draft some story that John didn't do anything illegal, so he was released.
Illegal?
Yeah, remember, he was posing as a buyer, so they need to protect that role he was playing.
So what happens now?
I'm sure the feds are hoping that once they release a story showing there was no charges against John, they'll put him back out there again to make contact with Kalkoff and find out what happened.
If he's lucky, Kulkoff will still trust him.
And if he's not lucky?
How do you feel about South America?
Now, Sam, I don't think it'll be anything like that.
No, it's just a game of cat and mouse. If Kulkoff suspects that John is on the Fed's side, he'll most likely just avoid him and look for another buyer.
She's right. These guys are only interested in making a fast buck. They'll most likely look for another buyer.
I hope you're right. The last thing I need is a husband who thinks he's James Bond when he's actually Maxwell Smart.
Okay, I was able to trace the plates. Not good news for us.
Stolen?
Yep, 6 months ago. Now that doesn't make any sense to me. Usually stolen planes aren't used for that long.
You're right. Those plates are sent out to all patrols. I'm guessing they have a few and rotate them. Who do they belong to originally?
It came from a rental car in Rochester, New York.
You're kidding me. They probably took it from right under the IDF's nose. Let's contact them. Maybe they have surveillance footage.
Don't you think that the local Leos would have done that?
I'm sure. But we might be able to identify someone where the local guys couldn't.
Okay. I'll contact them and see if we can have one of our people check it out.
Sounds good. In the meantime, I'm checking the one road that leads out. I'll get the office here to check out any cameras that would be recovering their escape. Once we pick up a photo of the car, we can scan traffic cams and be on the lookout for these guys.
Hey, Kate. How's it going?
It's going. That's about all I can say right now.
Are you in a chopper?
Yes. We're following this speedboat that Homeland and ICE are monitoring. They're hoping it's another drug run. With any luck, it might lead us to the Lees.
Pappy's picking up the other line.
Hey, Kate. I hear you're hot on their trail.
We're on somebody's trail. I'm not quite sure yet if it's someone I'm interested in. How's it going with your case?
We traced the plates on the car that picked up Meredith. They were stolen and came off a rental car that was in Rochester, New York.
Rochester? Isn't that where you just came from?
Yes, which leads us to believe we're dealing with Meredith's handlers.
We're gonna get our local IDF office in Rochester to go over the videotapes. That is, if there are any. We want to see who last rented that car.
We don't expect to see whoever stole the plates, since the local authorities have already investigated.
At least you have a solid lead. Right now, we're just chasing a hunch.
What makes ICE think this is a drug run?
Evidently, the Coast Guard picked it up coming from the south. It's a boat design they've seen before. Cigar-shaped with twin outboards. They didn't engage, so we plan to follow it to the dealer.
And hopefully they'll lead us to the Lees.
Yes. I think we're setting up to land, so I'll let you go. I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Sounds like she might be on to something.
I hope she's having more luck than we're having.
If we keep pressing, something will break. Priority number one will be to get an APB out on these plates. If we're lucky, they haven't switched them yet.
Looks like I have a few calls to make.
Mercury, you're clear of all obstacles.
Copy. Clear to land. Ramp coming down.
Let's take our scout bikes over to meet them.
Get a good bearing on Cali City?
Yes, Tam and I will join you with our two quads.
Liam and I will be taking Mercury up to observe.
We'll keep it up around 5,000. We'll be your eyes in the sky.
I can make use of the various specialized cameras to monitor your movements, and we'll be in position if Zardoz tries to make a run for it.
So what's the plan? Are we going to just hit up all the bars in town?
I love the way you think, Captain Tam.
No, but we will be canvassing local hangouts. We'll take a systematic approach.
Well, I reckon you better move out soon. We're about to fire the Mercury up.
We'll stay on TACCOM 1 for communications. We'll contact you when we get to altitude.
Sounds good. All right, everyone move out and we'll meet at the edge of the woods. Com check Tam.
I read you loud and clear.
Gabby.
Got you, Lima Charlie.
Marco.
Roger D.
Joe Mack.
Loud and clear.
Gabby, what did you see on your flyover of this area?
We are about to intersect what appears to be a recreational bike trail. Once we do, we can pass pretty much unnoticed.
Excellent.
I think once we hit the trail, we should spread out.
The skipper and I know the town the best. Perhaps one of us should accompany you and Jaffra.
That might be helpful.
I agree. It looks like we're approaching some sort of clearing.
Okay, this should be the bike trail.
Mercury, do you copy?
This is Mercury. We've been monitoring your radio chatter. We have visual on you. That is the trail which you've encountered. Proceed to your right and you'll exit into a clearing.
Mercury, how far is this clearing from town?
You're right on the edge of town. It looks like it's a place for vehicles to load and offload their trail bikes.
Does it look occupied right now?
There are vehicles there, but I don't see any movements. Infrared is showing nothing there.
Copy that.
All right, let's move out and rally at the parking lot.
Okay, how are we going to divide up?
Joe Mack, I want you to accompany us. Marco, you and Gabby will take the south and we'll take the north.
Do you know if Cali City has any ordinances about off-road vehicles in the city?
Why bother? This place is full of criminals.
I just don't want an excuse for someone to detain us. Rage has a lot of allies here.
Georgia, does Cali City have any laws forbidding off-road vehicles within the city limits?
According to their laws, off-road vehicles are only banned within Sector 1. Of the city.
This is a residential area.
Any idea why it's only Sector 1?
According to their records, this part of the city has the highest income and most expensive dwellings.
Well, that explains a lot. What do you want to bet that it's a gated community?
Well, then I think we should head right there and pop some wheelies, just for the crawl of it.
Well, that sounds like fun to me.
It may sound like fun, but we're not going to find out if it is. We'll stay clear of that area. All right, teams, move out and happy hunting.
Okay, we have word that the boat pulled into the harbor marina and they're unloading fish.
Boxes of fish?
No, whole fish packed in ice.
Now, wait a minute. How can a boat come all the way from South America and have ice on board? There's no way. It would melt. What fishers would use a high-speed motorboat to fish?
My best guess is they've met another ship and took on the ice. They probably think a patrol will be less likely to search them if they're out in the Gulf with a load of fish on ice.
Or they came out of Miami this morning, caught some fish and put them on ice.
It's a possibility, but a slim one. I'm betting that these fish are loaded with cocaine.
I've heard of people being full of baggies, loaded with coke, but fish?
It's a constant game of cat and mouse with these drug runners. It's almost impossible to stop the flow of drugs into the U.S.
The sad thing is that if people would stop taking drugs, they'd go out of business.
In a perfect world, yeah, but unfortunately we don't live in a perfect world.
So if these fish are loaded with coke, how will they get them to the market?
Apparently a reefer just pulled up.
A reefer?
Sorry, a refrigerated truck.
Oh, I thought you meant someone who smoked marijuana. I was gonna say...
No, sorry. I'm talking about a box truck with a refrigerating unit in the front. They're unloading the fish so they can transport them to a market or restaurant. We're not sure where yet.
You're not even sure they're hauling drugs?
We have to rely on our intel, and it says that these guys came from South America.
I hope your intelligence is right. With all the agencies involved, it would be a costly miscalculation. Have you heard anything yet?
Just a lot of chatter about what these guys are doing. Hold on. 4-6, this is Marchenko. What's the status on the truck? Okay. It looks like they're getting ready to pull out. Let's head out in that direction.
That was kind of weird.
What's that?
When you said Marchenko, I was suddenly back in Ukraine with your brother and Agent Simon.
Yeah, that must seem weird that you've worked with both of us thousands of miles apart. Okay, they just turned onto 826 West. That's just up ahead there.
826. Is that 167th Street?
No, it's 163rd Street. There are a few markets along this stretch of highway. Now, if you follow 826, it eventually turns into 167th. If you're looking for the Lee's operation, then I think they're headed for 167th.
That would make sense. It passes right by I-95. That's a direct shot to Baltimore.
We timed that just right. That looks like the truck crossing the intersection. This is Marchenko. Is our suspect crossing Biscayne? Copy that. We'll be pulling in behind them if you want to drop chase. Roger. You can pick him up on Northeast 15th Avenue.
It's been a while since I've done a tailing like this.
We also have eyes in the sky, so I don't think there's a chance we'll lose a refrigerated van.
Wait, that can't be.
What?
Hold on. Scarlett, this is Kate. What was the tag number of that car you were looking for? I thought so, because we're right behind it.
Why is the car that picked up Meredith following the fish truck? What will the Mercury team discover in Cali City? Will Simon's team figure out who the mole is? Will Barnes and John establish some sort of spy team? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, A Fishy Situation.